Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Georgia State Election Board rejects proposed new rules for paper ballots. A Democrat flips a Republican statehouse district in Georgia, and some small business owners face sticker shock on their health insurance plans.
Honey, you're not going to believe this. The cheapest plan I found was just south of $15,000 for the premium alone.
Today is Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia Power and staff for the Georgia Public Service Commission have reached a tentative agreement aimed at quelling anxiety about rising power bills and paving the way for more big data centers in the state. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Georgia Power wants nearly 70% more ability to make electricity. Most of this would be carbon emitting. But PSC staff have said that if we're in a data center bubble, household customers could be left paying billions of dollars for unneeded power plants. The agreement between PSC staff and Georgia Power would give the utility what it wants in return for spending $500 million in projected data center revenue to cut the average power bill by at least $100 a year. That cut would be guaranteed. More revenue would mean a bigger cut. PSC Electric Unit Director Robert Choke.
Georgia Power is assuming financial risk through 2031, providing a significant buffer for ratepayers.
The PSC will vote on Georgia Power's request on the 19th of December. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A Democrat-sponsored bill to extend expiring Affordable Care Act tax credits is expected to fail in the U.S. Senate this week. The partisan deadlock over health care comes as small business owners experience sticker shock over rising prices for coverage premiums. GPB's Orlando Montoya spoke with several Georgia entrepreneurs about their experiences with health care costs going into 2026.
At a fitness center in Sandy Springs, north of Atlanta, about a half dozen people lift kettlebells and squat at a high-energy morning training session. This was Kendra Fuentes' dream, to open a business that brings people together on a shared path to self-improvement.
Everyone's at different points in their fitness journey, but here, they're all in a room doing the same workout together, cheering, coaching.
She and her mother have run this ISI Elite training location since 2024. Like many new business owners, she didn't pay herself during her venture's first year, so she qualified for federally subsidized coverage under Georgia Pathways. That's Georgia's Medicaid alternative for low-income workers. She says while her business is growing, she still qualifies for Georgia Pathways. And generally, the lower your income, the more your health insurance is going to be covered by federal subsidies.
I'm just going to stay with the same plan that I have from the previous year, but I'm always going to do the lowest plan because I don't ever think, gosh, like I'm pretty healthy. I don't have any prescriptions.
The problems start when you earn a little bit more.
This is my office slash also our guest room.
Molly Dickinson and her husband Damon Zgrignoli of Atlanta are a pair of self-employed work-at-home consultants. She in brand strategy and he in healthcare leadership coaching. Despite Zgrignoli's proximity to the healthcare industry, he says he and Molly still were taken aback by the premium increases as they searched for 2026 coverage under Georgia Access, the state's year-old alternative to the federal marketplace.
And I came back to the kitchen table here with Molly and said, honey, you're not going to believe this. The cheapest plan I found was just south of $15,000 for the premium alone.
That's about $1,200 a month, up from about $700 a month they're paying now, before deductibles and without kids. Dickinson sees skyrocketing health insurance premiums as part of a larger problem.
Which is that the economy is becoming harder for all of us to work and to succeed within.
Okay, Missy, how are we cutting it?
At a hair salon in Atlanta called She Salon, just south of downtown, women wait for shampoos, trims, color, and styling on a bright and busy weekday. Business owner Gina Palmer has been cutting hair for 30 years.
If I cut it dry, then I'm going to mess up the waves up front, right?
So she seems to know her clients like old friends, and she says she doesn't want to pass along her higher costs to them. She knows her coverage under Georgia Access will cost more next year. She's trying to figure out exactly how much more. So how will she budget for that?
I'm not trying to work more, but I have to do what I have to do. So that looks like working more. That may look like cutting my marketing budget.
She says she might consider scaling back on a weekly cleaning service, a social marketing guru, or a business coach.
Those are the first things that are going to go if it's my health care or, you know.
So if she doesn't cut, she'll have to cut. The deadline to apply for 2026 ACA coverage beginning on January 1st is December 15th. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
Democrat Eric Gissler is claiming victory in a Republican statehouse district. Gissler narrowly led Republican Matt Guest in unofficial returns from a special election after voting ended Tuesday. Republicans still control the Georgia House, but their majority falls to 99 to 81. Gissler's win is part of a series of Democratic successes this year, reflecting voter dissatisfaction with President Donald Trump. Democrats romped to two blowout victories in statewide special elections for the Georgia Public Service Commission in November. Gissler won a district in the Athens area northeast of Atlanta. The seat became open after the Republican incumbent resigned to focus on his business interests. Georgia's State Election Board has rejected a new rule defining when hand-marked paper ballots should be used instead of touchscreen voting machines. The effort failed on a 2-2 vote today. Proponents argue the current machines violate the law by not allowing voters to read their ballots and denying voters privacy. Opponents say the rule would have overstepped the board's authority and usurped the role of lawmakers. Critics also say it could have bypassed state law requiring ballot marking devices and led to widespread use of paper ballots. The board plans to lobby lawmakers to address concerns. State senators looking into the impacts of social media and artificial intelligence on children say they'll file bipartisan legislation to regulate tech use in schools. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Senators on the committee say they will recommend extending the state's cell phone ban to high school students, limiting the use of AI in schools, and extending privacy laws surrounding AI chatbots. State Senator Ed Setzler says the regulations would help parents.
The best we have among us feel powerless in the face of the conditions that exist today in our culture. To do nothing about that, to turn a blind eye to that, is to be derelict in our duties.
Senators can introduce legislation in January at the start of the legislative session. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
A planned life sciences research park is moving forward in Metro Atlanta's Gwinnett County. The Rowan Convergence Center is expected to unite innovators in a range of fields, spurring jobs and scientific discovery. Yesterday, the Rowan Foundation announced a construction partner for its first building, expected to be complete by 2027. A Georgia high school football coach is stepping down in the wake of an on-field brawl that led to penalties against his team. The Glynn County School System announced the resignation of Brunswick High School head coach Garrett Grady yesterday. School officials and Grady did not mention the November 21st incident in their statements, although they apologized for it in prior statements. The wild viral fight led to suspensions for dozens of players, as well as a fine and a playoff ban against Brunswick, sanctions the school has appealed. Grady led Brunswick to 3 regional championships and 4 consecutive state playoff berths in 4 seasons with an overall 36-10 record at the helm. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for listening and thanks for supporting GPB, especially during this season of giving. If you'd like to make a contribution, you can do it at gpb.org. That's also where you should check out the latest news stories, gpb.org/news. You'll also find updates to any of the stories you heard on the podcast today. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast because we'll be back in your podcast feed tomorrow afternoon with all the latest news from Georgia. Your feedback is welcome by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.